Thank you so much for fitting in this time of worship in the busyness, because there is so much going on. There is so much pulling at our time just at the moment. I think it was Verity this morning said, I wish some things could be put into November because December just seems to go crazy. Now, I know from checking my pigeonhole that some of you have already written your Christmas cards. Have you brought your presents? Anybody finished their shopping? Couple of you. Have you wrapped them?
Yeah.
Anybody bought the turkey? No, that's probably a relief. Ordered it, but yeah, it's a little bit early for that. I was kind of thinking about the busyness of Christmas and all the things that happen in the run-up to Christmas. And I think that probably we each have a role that we play in our own Christmases, in our own households. And I was wondering what maybe happens in your home. I can tell you a little bit about my home. The run-up to Christmas is my really busy time. So I tend to be the one that buys the presents. Yeah. And I do the food shopping and the preparation. And that's my thing. And that's my busy time. But on the day, David cooks. I take a step back. David cooks. After we've eaten, my dad washes up. That's his little role to play. And my mum and I, we have a really vital role on Christmas Day. We have a small sherry. That's our role. But I was thinking, what hat do you wear over Christmas? What's your Christmas hat? What's your job? What's your role that you play in getting Christmas going in your house? So does anybody on this table have a specific role, a specific hat they feel they wear at Christmas time? No, nobody's talking to me on this table.
We were comparing traditions in different countries.
Different traditions, different ways of doing things.
It's quite interesting.
Different countries.
Yeah. Now maybe you have you use real candles for your Christmas tree, but you have to put them in the freezer if you want to have them up on Christmas Eve. Because you've got between 35 and 40 degrees. So just in case they don't melt, you have all your candles in the freezer, and then you get them out and put them on the tree. And after that, you take them up and you put them in the freezer again so that the following day you can light them again.
Can use them again?
Yeah.
I don't have a hat for that, but thank you. Any hats on this table? Anybody have a particular role that they feel they play?
Organising the games.
Oh, games master.
And someone's got to pay for it.
Good point, Jeremy.
I hand out the presents on Christmas morning under the tree.
So you'd be a kind of Santa hat kind of person, would you?
Or an elf.
Or an elf. An elf hat kind of person. Oh. Anybody here have a specific role that's theirs for Christmas, would you say?
Not really anymore, because we go down to
other people do your jobs.
We're there just to
you can wear a restful hat. Oh, no.
We might wash up.
No, we need an entertaining the children hat.
I put out the carrots and
cookies for Santa.
And cookies for Santa, but I didn't do it before my whole entire life.
That is such an important job, isn't it? The person who puts out the carrots and the treat for Santa. What an important job Andrew has. Anybody over here got a particular job over Christmas? No, says Mike.
Every job?
Go on.
Toy assembler.
Toy assembler. Okay. Batteries required. Don't forget. Okay, so lots of different things going on in our homes, in our planning. Now, obviously, I had no idea what you were going to come up with tonight, but I did bring a couple of hats with me. So, who would say in their house, traditionally, they tend to be the cook? Who's the main cook? Gillian, would you mind coming to join me? We've got a hat for Gillian. Here we go. We've got volunteer number one. We have a chef. Did anybody say that for Christmas time, for them, one of the good things is they like the parties? Anybody like going to the parties or the works dues? Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
The party goer can wear the party hat. Who's the present buyer? Who tends to be the... straight there. Okay, so we've got our present buying hat. Finally, is there anybody that thinks, actually, I'm heading for the hills. I'm going to put my warm winter hat on. I'm going to escape.
Michael.
Oh, and David as well. I've only got one hat.
I've got a partner.
Is that you as well? All right, who wants, of the three of you, who would like to come and wear my woolly hat for a minute? There you go. You can wear my woolly hat. Okay. You might wonder what on earth has this possibly got to do with the topic of embracing Jesus. Don't they look fab? Can we give them a round of applause, actually? Would you guys like to stay here or sit down?
Sit down.
Could you keep your hat so handy?
Handy?
No. Just, well, but however you feel. I think Jeremy's quite into his. So, yeah, we need to try and pull this, rein this in a bit. Because we're thinking about embracing Jesus. That's why you've all come tonight. So I'm wondering, if Jesus were to come and be invited here on Christmas Day, what hat might he wear? What hat would we want him to wear, and what would we expect him to wear? Might he wear the chef's hat? Some of us might be comfortable with embracing the Jesus that we remember from childhood stories, stories at Sunday school, the Jesus who fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fishes in John chapter 6. Moreover, the book of Psalms, the verse behind me, tells us he satisfies the hungry. So yes, maybe tonight we can feel safe embracing an image of Jesus wearing this type of hat, feeding us, meeting our physical needs this Christmas. Maybe we're okay with embracing Jesus metaphorically in a chef's hat. Or might he wear the party hat? Some of us might be comfortable embracing Jesus in the good times. The Gospels show Jesus enjoying a celebration, enjoying a wedding. John chapter 2, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Matthew 22, Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. So again, maybe we feel safe with this image. Maybe we feel comfortable embracing Jesus wearing the happy, jolly, in for the good times kind of hat. There when life's easy and smooth, when it's easy to make time to talk to him. Maybe we're okay with embracing that type of Jesus tonight. Or might he wear the Santa hat? We make our list for Santa. For Christmas, I would really like... Yes, Andrew, I knew you were going to do that.
Santa.
You'd like Santa. You'd like him all to yourself. But then he wouldn't come to my house. Can we share him? Thank you. You listen this morning. Sometimes it's good to say yes. Maybe we're happy with embracing the idea of a Jesus who's there to answer our prayer list. Scripture encourages to ask, seek, knock. Later in that same chapter, Matthew 7, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Do we just embrace Jesus at the times we really need his help? When we've got a list of things we really need his help with? When we're struggling? Perhaps we can feel comfortable in those times coming to Jesus with our prayers and with the things that are on our hearts. Or, finally, might he wear the woolly hat? Now, bear with me. I'm not suggesting he kind of looks down and goes, "Oh, here we go again. They're doing Christmas. I'm going up a hill. I'll come back in January." No. He might do, says Gillian. the way we're doing it tonight, he might just do. No, bear with me. I'm reading from the New Living Translation here, which is very slightly different from what's on the screen. It says, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That beautiful image of a new mother keeping her baby warm. I have still got the lovely little hats and mittens that were knitted for my two before they were born. They're in a little box, and I'll probably treasure them forever. That safe image, baby Jesus in the manger, snuggled down, mum watching over him, talks about wrapping snugly in strips of cloth, but for me, that same image of having that warm little hat on, keeping him safe. And isn't that a safe image to take away, to embrace that baby in the manger? But friends, if we do that, if we embrace any one of those images of Jesus singularly, then we've missed the point. We're missing the bigger picture. Let's just take a moment to revisit that verse that Phil started with. But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Notice, for a little while. He was a baby for a little while. He was physically a man on this earth for a little while. But he is now forever crowned with glory and honor. And if we ignore that part of the message, then we are close to the danger point. Clearly, we could leave here tonight embracing Jesus wearing any one of these types of hats. They've still got them all on, even Gillian. We could do that. Any of those hats that we've chosen for him to wear, that we feel safe and comfortable with, we could go away saying, I've embraced Jesus tonight. The Jesus who provides for our physical needs, the Jesus who shares in our good times, the Jesus who answers our prayers, or gentle Jesus, meek and mild, in the manger. And all of these things have their place in our relationship with Jesus. They're all true. The truth that I believe is that I believe Jesus is in heaven, preparing a place for us where we will sit at his feet and we will taste and see the new wine of the new kingdom. I believe that Jesus longs for us to come to him in prayer. And he will answer those prayers when we call on his name and seek his will for our lives. Not like a Santa list, but we seek his will and we ask for his provision. I believe he loves to be involved in our celebrations, in the good things that happen, but in the difficult times too. Those footprints in the sand are there every day of the year. The good day, the shocking day. He longs to walk next to us. And I believe that he came at this time of year and was born as a baby in a manger. But we have to understand he's no longer in that manger and he no longer needs to be wrapped in snuggly warm clothing. And if we leave him there tonight, we've missed the point. You see, the real truth is that Jesus came to this earth and he did come to wear a hat. Not a Santa hat, not a chef's hat, not a party hat, not a woolly hat. Nobody mentioned tonight the hat that he actually came to wear. Jesus came to wear a very specific hat, and he wore it for you, and he wore it for me. He came to wear a crown of thorns. Why? Because Jesus came to die. Why? Because we needed to be saved from our sins. We needed to be saved from the bad things that we've done. But Jesus rose again. He switched his crown of thorns for a crown of glory, so that he now sits in heaven as the King of all kings, as your king. Because that baby in the manger who came for you is the exact same King of kings who died for you and who reigns in heaven for you. But here's another amazing thing. Because 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us that when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away. Jesus is calling us tonight. Our title is Embrace Jesus, but do you know what? His title is Embrace Mike. Embrace David. Embrace Jillian. Because that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting to embrace every one of us tonight. And we don't need a special hat on. We don't need anything at all apart from a heart that's open to receive. And if we embrace Jesus tonight as Lord and Savior, as King of Kings, then he will give us a crown of life to wear for all eternity. So my question as I close tonight is, will you embrace him? Will you embrace Jesus this evening? Or will you leave him safely in the manger? If you want to embrace him tonight and respond to what you've heard, then a carol's going to play, and I'm going to invite you while that carol is playing to walk over to the crib scene. Don't touch any of the woolly people. But in front of the crib scene, there are some little gold and silver cards with Hebrews 2:9 printed on them. And if you want to say, Jesus, I'm ready to embrace you in all your glory tonight, rather than leaving you in the manger, just come and take one quietly and take it home with you and reflect on that in the week ahead. Because Jesus is waiting to embrace you this Christmas.